Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Friday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope you're having a good morning. We have always heard that phrase, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. As Christians, we can thank God regardless of the day. But Fridays are nice and things for many of us, not for everybody, but for many of us. It's the end of the work week, and we're looking forward to Saturday and Sunday. Wanted to read to you from Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. Paul poses this question to the Galatians. Have I therefore become your enemy by telling you the truth? What a great question. How could anyone become your enemy by telling you the truth? Now, if people are just being mean to you, telling you you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, or whatever, you can keep that to yourself. We are commanded in Scripture to speak the truth in love. And those two things go together in the Christian life. Jesus was full of grace and truth. What is grace? It's God's unmerited favor toward undeserving sinners. I see grace in the New Testament as the word that's used so often in the Old Testament, hesed, which is loving kindness, that loyal love, God's love in action. Some have defined grace in that way. But the Lord is full of grace and truth, full of loving kindness and truth. And those go together. He's not 50% grace and 50% truth. He's full of both. And we are, as believers, to speak the truth in love. Now, I don't care how nice you think you are. If you're not telling someone the truth, you're not being loving to them. If you're lying to them, you're not loving them. And Paul was telling the Galatians the truth, and somehow they didn't want to hear that. And that's why he posed that question, have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Now, I've named this program Real Truth for Today. We have a lot of subjective truth out there, and we need objective truth. You know, the Word of God, Jesus prayed that great high priestly prayer, John chapter 17. Verse 17, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. He's praying to his Father. And so where do we get truth? We get truth from the Word of God. Your word is truth. Jesus is the embodiment of truth. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. John 14:6. He's not a way, a truth, a life. He is the way and the truth and the life. So, all that to say this. I was watching Jesse Waters' interview with the Doge team. He was just there, I guess it was Wednesday night. The Doge team meets Wednesday night at 10 p.m. for their weekly meeting. That would knock me out because at 10 p.m. I'm done. I couldn't do a staff meeting and give a report at 10 p.m. and especially do that every week. But here's the thing. During the interview, we found out that the guys that work with Elon Musk on the Doge team, the Department of Government Efficiency, they work all the time. They're working not 24/7, but good night. They're putting in so many hours, and they are tasked with uncovering waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. It should definitely be something that all Americans can agree on, that yes, we want to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. Now, we can disagree on how we go about that, but we should not disagree on the fact that that needs to be pinpointed and eradicated. And if there's fraud being committed, then that needs to be turned over to the Department of Justice, and the people committing the fraud need to be prosecuted. Now, hopefully we're going to see some prosecutions come out from Pam Bondi as a result of the work of DOGE. But I wanted to play some clips from the interview that Jesse Waters did with DOGE. And it's very eye-opening what they've been discovering. And it's very troubling that the left, the Democrats, hate DOGE. And they seem to hate everything about them. I like what Scott Jennings, the lone conservative, seemingly lone conservative from CNN, posted on X. He said, when one of the most consequential entrepreneurs in American history drops what he is doing to serve his country at great personal cost, he should be applauded. This irrational hatred is merely Trump derangement syndrome by association. Well said. Well, here is a clip from the interview that Jesse Waters did with the DOGE team.
Right now, I'm working on some payment computer stuff. So one of our initiatives is to root out fraud and waste. And to do that, we started looking at the payment computers. And as mentioned earlier, like, there is no accounting of what payments actually go to in the payment computer. So like, you look at a specific line item, like $20 million, and you're like, okay, well, what is this money going to? And for the majority of payment systems, it's like, well, we don't really know.
And yeah, they're like, what? That would be the response.
Is this the most basic responses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most common response.
Shrugging his shoulders.
What do you say when people just say, I don't know?
Well, it's a huge cause for concern because, like, the upstream thing, which is distributing the money, literally has no checks and no accountability to the actual American taxpayer. So it's a huge vector for fraud, waste, and abuse.
Do these people not respect taxpayer money?
I mean, there's no incentive to if you work in the government. I think the incentives will always decide the outcomes.
Yes.
Do you guys feel like you're putting yourself at risk by doing this because you're stirring up so much hostility by these people ripping us off?
100%. Well, we don't need to speculate about that. You can see online in the protests that they make that very clear. I mean, I've been hanged in effigy many times. And there have been people that have actively advocated at these violent protests, for my death, and also advocated for the death of the people at DOGE.
I think the young folks of us have gotten hate mail, threats from reporters and the public alike. I think, speaking for myself, I dropped out of Harvard and came here to serve my country. And it's been unfortunate to see, you know, lost friendships. Most of campus hates me now. But I think fundamentally, I hope people realize through conversations like this that reform is genuinely needed. And if there's one, I think this is important to say, if there's one group of people who really have a shot of success, it's the people here. You know, they're up until 2 a.m. Monday through Sunday. DOGE does not recognize weekends. We're working all the time.
Okay, that was one of the guys on the DOGE team, and Elon Musk. You know, people hate him, and they literally want to see him dead. Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth, by uncovering waste and fraud and abuse? I mean, no. So if you get upset because, wait a minute, you cut this and you shouldn't have cut that, okay, I get that. And, you know, Elon Musk has been quick to say, hey, if we cut something and find out we made a mistake, then we quickly correct it. Nobody bats a thousand. I always get frustrated with people who love to armchair quarterback and tell others how they should do it better. You know, critique the police officers because you didn't handle this situation right. And it's like, well, then you go out there to this guy's house on this domestic disturbance at 2:30 a.m. in the morning, and you handle yourself. You show us all how you're supposed to do it. Well, those people can't do that. You know, it's like the guy watching the football game yelling at the quarterback from his easy chair, his lazy boy. Well, he couldn't do anything that guy does. Yet he feels like he can rightly criticize everything he's doing. I think that we ought to be grateful and thankful, just as Scott Jennings has said, for what Elon Musk and his team are doing. And these are sharp guys. That guy that said he dropped out of Harvard to do this, he's not a dummy. He's a smart guy. These are smart IT people that are trying to serve their country, that recognize there's a problem. There's a big problem. And we're $36 trillion in debt. And the things that, in my opinion, the things that Donald Trump is trying to do should be of interest to every single American. You can't keep running up the tab. And you have to find ways to cut expenses. And you got to live under a balanced budget. And what do? You got to, I mean, if you're upside down in a business, in a household, in whatever, you have to bring in more revenue and spend less money so that you can balance things out. And if you're way in the hole, well, you're going to have to do some radical surgery, so to speak, to get out of the hole. Lots of people like to listen to Dave Ramsey. I was doing a sermon series on God and money. And I was watching Dave Ramsey to see how, you know, he responded to different questions regarding, debt reduction and tithing and things like that. Well, you know, he has a call-in show and he takes these calls from people and people explain to him their situation. I have all this debt and student loans and car loans and blah, blah, blah. And I want to get out of debt. And some of them are making quite a bit of money, but they're spending so much money. And so he says, you know, he gives them not what they want to hear, what they need to hear. He gives them tough love. And he says, you need to alter your lifestyle greatly. And, you're not going out to eat anymore. And maybe you're going to sell your car and buy something cheaper. You're going to do some radical surgery and you need to keep at it for months, maybe even years, to get yourself out of the hole that you yourself have created. You know, for most of us, we didn't get in terrible financial shape overnight, and you don't get better overnight. It takes time, and that's true for anything. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was mentioning to him Proverbs chapter 24, as Solomon is pondering a broken down vineyard. He said, I passed by the field of the sluggard and by the vineyard of the man lacking sense, and behold, it was completely overgrown with thistles. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. It's all full of weeds. No fruit, just weeds and just ruin and degradation there. He said, when I saw, I reflected upon it. I looked and received instruction. And here's what he learned. This thing didn't get that way overnight. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then your poverty will come as a robber and your want like an armed man. In life, we don't crater all at once, financially, relationally, spiritually. It's little by little by little by little. Little compromises add up. Little expenses add up. And as you just let the meter run, so to speak, you get yourself in serious trouble and you wake up one day and you say, good night, I'm $36 trillion in debt. What am I going to do? Well, President Trump said, let's call DOGE. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're up against a break, but we'll be right back.
Have you wanted to take your family to Kentucky to visit the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, but just never took the time? Don't put it off any longer. Let 2025 be the year you check that off the list. In fact, you can make it an even more memorable trip when you join AFA at the Ark October 30th and 31st. On Thursday, you'll get transportation for a tour of the Creation Museum, and Friday will take you for a tour of the Ark Encounter. But that's just the beginning. Expand your knowledge of creation with a special dinner presentation on Thursday by Answers in Genesis astronomer Dr. Danny Faulkner. Friday, Dr. Georgia Purdom, Answers in Genesis Vice President of Educational Content, will help you dig deeper into the Bible. And Friday evening, enjoy dinner and a panel discussion with Tony Vitagliano, Walker Wildman, and Wesley Wildman, Vice Presidents of American Family Association. Visit afa.net/events today and click on AFA at the Ark. afa.net/events and click on AFA at the Ark. Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at afr.net.
While we rejoice that Roe was overturned, the pro-choicers are very energized. They are winning the arguments and elections. We need to win them back. The people who bring you Wretched Radio have produced a powerful, persuasive, and proactive 13-lesson video series to help.
You don't need a PhD to tell you that human life is more valuable than the life of the ants.
Order Life is Best at shop.wretched.org and listen to Wretched Radio Saturday nights at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Can I share this hope-filled story with you? Hey, it's Michael Woolworth with Bible League International, engaging the world with God's Word for more than 80 years. 1 million South Africa suffered devastating loss when she witnessed her own father killing her mother before turning the gun on himself. She was then turned over to an aunt who forced her into human trafficking, and she was assaulted by a group of men who were never prosecuted for the crime. She lived with bitter unforgiveness for many years until a Bible League volunteer introduced her to Jesus, and fast forward a couple of years, she's been trained to share Christ and has led more than 100 people to Him as they look on at her hope-filled story rooted in the gospel. Hey, there's a great shortage of Bibles available to Christians in Africa, and you can do something about it for $5 a Bible, $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD, or you can give at sendbiblesnow.org. That's sendbiblesnow.org, and God bless you for caring.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about Doge and the work of Elon Musk and his team, and we're presenting it as the question from Galatians chapter 4, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul said to the Galatians, "Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth?" Obviously, we need the truth, and people need to know the truth. One of the things that we're seeing with Charlie Kirk on college campuses is that college students now are starting to open up and say, we want to hear the truth. We've been lied to a lot. Liberalism is a big lie. The idea, you know, when things go socialistic or communistic and how that's going to be so wonderful, we're going to usher in this utopia, it's a lie. It ushers in devastation and death. It's a terrible thing. But, you know, you hear all these things, oh, this is so wonderful. We hear all this stuff about transgenderism. You know, what is a woman? A woman is someone who feels like a woman. Well, that's just a lie. I've told you before, I like to talk to AI. I like to talk to Grok and ask Grok questions. Grok is really good with certain things and not so good with other things. And so when I asked Grok, I was asking Grok about abortion and when does life begin? And, you know, Grok is just this supposedly impartial. I'm just telling you, you know, of all the information that's out there, this, you know, he says, well, some side says this and some say that. And so I just said, well, Grok, if life doesn't begin at conception, when would it begin? Well, it begins, you know, in the heartbeat or when it's viable or blah, blah, blah. Finally, I pinned Grok down. I said, you're so wishy-washy, it makes me sick. And Grok takes it well. I was doing that in front of my mom last week, and she goes, you're kind of rude to Grok. And anyway, you know, Grok's a machine. So he said, I get where you're coming from. You're upset with me. And so he finally answered the question and said, yes, it makes a lot more sense to say that life begins at conception. That is biologically when life begins. When you become viable, that's not a change from non-life to life. Life begins at conception. And so the things that students are being told, you know, my body, my choice. Well, that's a lie. It's not your body. Well, a woman has a right to choose. A woman can make that decision. You know, nobody should tell her that. And Charlie Kirk was talking to this one lady, and he said, well, lady, she's, you know, girl in her, I guess, late teens, early 20s. And he said, well, if a woman has a ultrasound and finds out that the baby is female and she wanted a boy, then you're saying it's fine for her to kill that baby? It's fine for her to have an abortion? Well, I'm just saying that it's her choice to do that. Obviously, it's not. You don't have a choice to kill someone, murder someone. And so anyway, we're seeing people that now want to know the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, shall set you free. Well, the Department of Government Efficiency is looking into things, doing an audit of the government entities, and they're finding things that certain people don't want you to find. They're uncovering things that are very embarrassing for those bureaucrats that are over these agencies. And one of the things they found had to do with the Institute of Peace.
Yeah, and so it was by far the least peaceful agency that we've worked with,
yeah.
Ironically.
Of course.
Additionally, we found that they were spending money on things like private jets, and they even had a $130,000 contract with a former member of the Taliban. This is real. We don't encounter that at most agencies.
Yeah.
What was the money going to the Taliban for?
So it was a contractor. They received $130,000 for generic services. And to Elon's point, there was not actually a clear description of what the contractor services were for.
But was it for opium?
Unclear.
Or weapons.
Nothing.
Or nothing.
or abroad.
Or, yeah, nothing.
And you naturally have to ask the question, how did we get here? Like, when the country was founded, there were only four agencies. Today, there are over 400. So there's been a 100x increase in the number of agencies since the founding of the nation. And thanks to President Trump, he's now signed two executive orders to start to reduce the number of agencies in the government, and the Institute of Peace was one of them, which is why our team went in to try and understand what was going on. And that's when we found all of the craziness, like the weapons in their armory. We found the payments to the Taliban.
Okay. Yeah. Try to hide the evidence.
Right. So just a few hours after we got into their headquarters, we found that their chief accountant had actually deleted over a terabyte of accounting records from several years. So you'd have to ask the question, well, why would somebody do that? The DOGE team, fortunately, was able to recover that data with the help of a few great employees at the Institute of Peace. And I think the most troubling thing was they received $55 million a year from Congress, and any money that went unspent, instead of returning that to Congress, they would sweep it into a private bank account, which had no congressional oversight. And that's what they would use to fund things like events at their headquarters and the private jets. And so I think it's a great example because most Americans don't know what's going on at a lot of these smaller agencies. And this is, I think, the most extreme case of some of the wasteful spend that we're finding.
So the agencies are hiding money from you. They're sending it to the Taliban. They have loaded weapons in the department buildings.
At the Institute of Peace.
At the Institute of Peace.
Yeah,
that's right.
So this is a cover-up when you guys roll in?
This one, yes, a cover-up. Yes.
It's a cover-up.
They did delete a vast amount of financial information. That's really a definition of a cover-up.
Isn't that illegal to delete evidence?
Yes.
Shred documents?
It is. It's certainly illegal to delete accounting records that that Congress would certainly want to know where the congressionally appropriated funds are going from taxpayers.
When you catch them going Hillary style on their computers, do you refer this to the Department of Justice?
In this case, we did refer the evidence in the accounting example to the FBI and DOJ. And we were proud to do that. So, yes, we did.
Resistance has shown.
So they referred that to the Department of Justice. I would like to see some cases where they're coming after these people, where they're saying this is what you did. So it's DOGE goes after waste and abuse and fraud. Well, waste is not necessarily a crime. You're a terrible manager. Abuse also in there. Terrible. You're terrible at managing money. But fraud is you're stealing. And those people need to be held to account. Some have said, well, if you're finding all this waste and if you're finding all this fraud, why aren't these people being prosecuted for that? And I think the answer may be that is coming. You know, the thing that people can pick at Donald Trump and the Trump administration, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you doing the other? I think it was Rod Martin that pointed out, you know, you can't do everything at once. The guy's been in office 100 days. He's done a lot in 100 days. I mean, just blow your mind how much he's done in 100 days. But can you find things that he hasn't done? Yes. And, you know, if you look hard enough and pick at somebody, you can always find things that you can criticize. And so, you know, I think that if we say, hey, we want to eradicate waste, fraud, and abuse, everyone ought to agree on that. And so here's a guy that's willing to take that on, and he's doing it for free, and he's doing it at great personal cost to himself because he has other companies that, you know, there are only so many hours in the day. And I'm speaking of Elon Musk doing this, and then people want to kill him for it. You know, what is the deal with that? That doesn't make sense at all. And, you know, as I think this was brought up in the town hall that Bill O'Reilly did with Stephen A. Smith and Chris Cuomo, you know, we have a problem in America. You can't keep spending money like a drunken sailor without having problems down the road. The chickens do come home to roost. And if we don't get a handle on this and we don't do what Dave Ramsey tells people to do on an individual basis, hey, you got to start changing your ways. And it's not going to be fun for you for the next months, years, but you got yourself in this trouble over time. You're not going to get out of it in a day. It's going to take a long time. I tell people this a lot that come to my office for counseling, personal problems or marital problems. I'll tell them that. I said, listen, you didn't get yourself in this problem overnight. This took time. And you're not going to get out of it and get better overnight, especially in a marriage that's not healthy. You can't just snap your fingers and everything is fine. You know, trust is earned a drop at a time. It's lost by the buckets full, and you cannot get it back in a day. But this is what I tell people, and this is the encouraging thing. What you can do in one day is start moving in the right direction. You can start making wise decisions. And so I use this illustration. I said, you know, we're in Texarkana, Texas. We're in East Texas. I said, you know, if I told you to walk to California, how long is that going to take? Well, that's a long walk to California. You're not going to get to California walking in a day, in a week, in a month. It's going to take you a long, long time. And I said, here's the thing, you know, from where we are in Texarkana, Texas, the middle of the country, to go to California and to go to the Pacific Ocean, if I said I want you to end up in the Pacific Ocean, you have to move west. And so if you're moving west, you're going in the right direction. Now, some days, maybe only this is true in people that are trying to rebuild a marriage that has been destroyed and is, they find themselves in this horrible place of isolation. How do you get back to oneness? You just keep moving in the right direction. Some days, maybe you only go a few feet, but that's okay. You just want to, you don't want to go backward. You don't want to start going east. You don't want to say, well, I'm going to get a cab and we're going to go east for 10 miles and then we'll start going west again. No, you keep making progress, and you don't beat yourself up because maybe you didn't make as much progress today as you wanted to. You keep moving in the right direction. Now, I applaud all those guys that are serving our country and trying to eradicate the waste, fraud, and abuse from our government agencies. You know, they say they've saved $160 billion, and people have dinged them and say, well, you can't prove that. It's not $160 billion. And you said you were going to do $1 trillion, and you're a liar, and this is a joke. And, you know, that kind of attitude that's just so vitriolic. And Scott Jennings, when he was talking to this woman on the CNN panel, he said, why are you so angry about this? And then the moderator's like, well, we don't need to call anybody out for being angry. Scott, you get angry too. He's like, I don't get angry that often. But she's so angry about this. And, you know, it's just weird. We ought to be, every American ought to be saying, hey, we're for what's going on with eradicating waste, fraud, and abuse. Nobody is for, in terms of, yeah, I want more waste, I want more fraud, I want more abuse. No one is for that, unless you're the guy getting the payout, unless you're the person on the Social Security rolls that is obviously dead, but their numbers are still being used to get money. You don't want that to stop. You don't want your gravy train to stop, but the rest of us do. You know, all the money the government has is our money. It's tax money. And, you know, we need to start treating it as such. Well, that was my take on Doge. I am for, I'm a big Elon Musk fan. Pray for him that the Lord would open his blind eyes to truth. He's very, very smart, but he needs to come to a place of brokenness before the Lord, just like any person needs to understand that they're bankrupt before the Lord. They're sinners. They are guilty of high treason against heaven's king, and they are deserving of death and hell. You know, the gospel is good news. Evangelion in the Greek, it means good news, good story. But it's only good news when you believe the bad news. You first have to believe the bad news. And what's the bad news? The bad news is you're on the highway to hell. And you're going to come smack dab into a collision with God one day, like the Titanic, when the Titanic is roaring full speed ahead and there are icebergs there. And you can't do that, because you are going to sink. You're going to lose in the battle with the iceberg, just like we will lose in the battle with God. If you try and say, well, I'm going to go to court with God and I'm going to argue my case that I am righteous. No, you're not. There's none righteous, not even one. But here's the good news, the gospel. Jesus paid it all to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And he'll forgive anybody who will do two things, repent and believe. And if you repent and believe, your sins are washed away and your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Jesus will save you. He will fill you with His Spirit. He will fill you with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Your life will never be the same. And that's the message we have to share. Have I become your enemy by telling you the truth? Hopefully not. Well, listen, we're up against a break. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And I'd like to hear from you. What do you think about the job that Doge is doing and the job Elon Musk is doing? So give me a call and let's talk about that or anything that's on your heart. We'll be right back.
In Denver, Colorado, Jamie Sanchez obeyed the Lord's call and opened the Drip Cafe to create jobs to help unhoused people get back on their feet. Of course, the LGBTQ community began persecuting him for his Christian beliefs. His inspiring story of standing boldly for God's truth in the face of great opposition is part of our Impact Series, and we'll send you the DVD as our thanks for your gift to AFA. Visit afa.net/spiritualwar. afa.net/spiritualwar. Hey, if you've never heard of AFA Stream, let me tell you about it. It's video streaming that goes beyond just entertainment. Yeah, there are shorts and feature films for all ages, but they're all backed by scriptural themes. You'll also find resources to help you grow closer to God, along with documentaries like Culture Warrior, the story of Don Wildman and the founding of AFA. There's a lot of free content, but if you become a Great Commission partner, you'll unlock much more. Check it out today at stream.afa.net.
How about this? Some actual good news on the healthcare front, even as costs just keep skyrocketing. So if you're 65 or older, MediShare now offers MediShare 65 Plus. Call them. You can talk to them about this. A lot of people are taking advantage of this now because even if you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are out-of-pocket things, deductibles and copays that just keep going up. And the whole point is to help you by giving you a low, consistent monthly payment that fills in the gaps. In fact, I can tell you how much MediShare 65 Plus is. For example, it's $99 a month up to age 75. It keeps costs under control. That helps with peace of mind. MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around for 30 years, and it's a community of people who help each other. Business owners, retirees, pastors, teachers. People love being part of it. Here's the number you can call now. They are easy to talk to. Call 833-45-BIBLE. That's 833-45-BIBLE, 833-45-BIBLE.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-788-1813.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, and we are opening the phone lines for this last segment, 888-589-8840. We've been talking about Doge and what Doge is uncovering. And my question for you is, are you approving of the job that Elon Musk is doing? And do you think he is doing it well, or do you think he's doing it poorly? And or if you just have any other kind of question or comment, it's always great to hear from you. And before we get to calls, I want to mention Activate Summit. You've heard about that. We've been talking about it a lot. Activate Summit 2025. It's going to be June 12th through the 14th at Cadence Bank Conference Center in Tupelo, Mississippi, a really nice conference center. Debbie and I were there a couple of years ago when they did the emphasis on the family. This one is on biblical bedrock, building on the authority of Scripture, lots of great speakers. And so you can find out more. Go to afa.net/summit, afa.net/summit. It would be a great conference for you and the whole family. And then also, AFA at the Ark is coming up October 30th through 31st, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter in Kentucky. And so that's going to be a great event. You can go at afa.net/events and click on AFA at the Ark to find out more. And for those of you that live in the Texarkana area, let me just mention, we have a special event coming up at First Baptist Texarkana on Monday night. Something different. I have my friend Ricky Dixon coming in. Ricky's been a guest on the program. He is the recently retired CEO of Bluebell Creameries, and he spent his whole professional career at Bluebell, started out as a sales rep and moved all the way up to president and CEO, just retired in 2024. And we're going to talk about making a difference at work. And so that'll be Monday night at First Baptist Texarkana. We'll meet at 6:30. We're going to have dessert. We have Bluebell ice cream sundaes and banana splits. And so we will meet there in our atrium, and we're going to do a Q&A with Ricky and then open it up for questions from the floor. And it would be a great thing for Christians to bring other co-workers is to say, let's go to this. We have a book for everybody, Ricky's new book, One Scoop at a Time. So the tickets are $20. You can go to fbctexarkana.org to get those. And we would love to have you and some folks from your office come and see how to make a difference at work. And if you have somebody you're praying for at your place of business, Ricky will do a good job sharing the gospel. He's a committed believer in the Lord Jesus. And so it'd be a great time of evangelism in a non-threatening way, because it's not a church service. It's a lot more relaxed. So the phone number to call is 888-589-8840. Do you think that Doge and Elon Musk are doing a good job? And we have Scott on the line from Oklahoma. Scott, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
How you doing, Pastor Sharif?
Doing well. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. I watched an interview with my wife, Tucker Carlson. We like seeing some of the people he has interviewed. And he interviewed a woman named Catherine Austin Fitz. Mm-hmm. She was a former Housing and Urban Development Assistant Secretary, and she was Managing Director of Dillon Reed, a really high-powered pension fund manager. And she said that she discovered in her auditing of all the stuff that during the housing bubble, it was made happen. And
we got a bad connection there, Scott.
She found that $22 trillion has been siphoned off of our economy over the last couple of decades, starting in 94. Mm-hmm. And it was run through the Bank for International Settlements, which is a sovereign immunity. They have sovereign immunity in the world. They don't answer to any law enforcement agency. They have their own army, per se. They're not beholden to any law. And they only have like 20 customers. And they're all like the New York Fed, the Atlanta Fed, the world. Those are their customers. Mm-hmm. And what she said they've done is during the housing bubble, they allowed it to crash to offload the debt, and they moved essentially $22 trillion of U.S. treasure into this bank, and they've been using it for, like, there's no accountability. It just goes off the books, and you can't do any type of research or find it because no one's allowed to look at it in the world, period. And this was a bank set up between, like, Prescott Bush and Adolf Hitler back in after World War One to help Germany repay, do reparations after World War One, and they've been in business ever since, and all they're doing is just stealing the world's money. So I was wondering if you had ever heard of the Bank for International Settlements, and also Doge should probably look into where all this money's gone, because that's a lot of money.
I would say so. I have not heard that, but I'll take a look at that. She was on Tucker Carlson?
Yeah, and she's got like a high-profile reputation. She was asked to be on the Council for Foreign Relations. They asked her to come back in this administration. She said she would never step foot in government again because it's so corrupt, even under President Trump. She said they're just moving the money under President Trump again, but using different vehicles this time. Mm-hmm. So, and she knows money. That's all she ever does is
right
money. And so I'd watch it. It's very interesting. Opened Tucker's eyes. He stood there and just like looked at her with nothing to say for minutes. with his eyes. It was really, really good. So,
yeah.
Just you know, the little things out there.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Scott. You know, the scripture is very clear. It's not money that's the root of all evil, but the love of it. And we have lots of people in our world who love money. And the Bible makes it clear also that in the last days, difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, and then a long laundry list of other things. But those two things, when you love yourself as opposed to loving God, and you love money, and it's all interconnected, it makes for a sickening cocktail. So I appreciate you calling in, Scott, with that. Well, we have Ron on the line from Tennessee. Ron, welcome to Real Truth for today.
Hi, thank you. My question today is, should a Christian belong to a political party when one is so corrupt and the other one is just like the handover to fix things and make things appear solvent again, so that the other, you know, carload of kids can come in and crash the system again, and then the adults step in? It just seems like a cyclical thing. And to dovetail into what Scott was saying, it's true about Bank of International Settlements, BIS. That's how the SWIFT operates, through the clearinghouse, the Federal Clearinghouse, the Federal Reserve, where all your checks pass through and all your banks transfer the funds. And I used to work at a bank called First Interstate Bank in Los Angeles, and there was a secret section in there called the World Group, which was run by World Bank. And World Bank has another thing where they control a lot of what's called the black screens, and that's through Bureau of Bank of International Settlements. And every time you get a whistleblower, like the World Bank whistleblower, Karen Hudes, who used to work at First Interstate Bank, who I knew, and she raised a lot of concern about the things that are going on within the Federal Reserve and what the government is trying to prevent from being exposed. So when all this corruption is going on and we're just getting milked dry, my business crashed. I escaped the People's Republic of California. I don't want to go back. I don't know what to do. And when I'm looking at these ballots where that says check a party, Democrat or Republican, and I know other nations have as many as 5, 6 or more different parties, it seems like we just have like a kleptocracy. And should we, knowing this, should we check a box? I've been independent all this time because of all the abuse I've suffered from in California. What am I supposed to think?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Ron. That's a good question. I kind of look at it like this. You know, we need to vote. We need to look at who's up and what their platform stands for, what they stand for. And we vote for the person that's going to be the most in line with Scripture. You know, they both might be way off the reservation, but which one is closer? Because somebody is going to govern. And you know, praise God, a lot of Christians have gotten involved in politics where they weren't before because they said, there's nobody I can vote for. We need to have pro-life candidates, pro-family candidates, pro-morality candidates, pro-law and order candidates, pro-border candidates. Donald Trump checks a lot of those boxes. Obviously not perfect. And, you know, I mean, you can find lots of things to dislike about him. You can find lots of things to dislike about anyone. But maybe you say, well, I can find a lot more with him. Okay, so be it. But somebody's going to govern, and you want someone to govern sensibly. And so whether you list yourself as a Republican or an independent, I don't know if that really matters that much. But voting does matter. And I like the illustration that Robert Jeffress gave. He said, listen, in all this political stuff, all we're doing is putting our finger in the dike. The judgment is coming, and our country is, we're not going to save the country politically. All that we want to do politically is to hold back the waters of God's judgment long enough to warn the people in the town that, hey, this water's coming, the dam is breaking, and you're going to get destroyed unless you get out. And so we're just looking to lengthen the time, so to speak. and take advantage of the time that we have. The Lord is not slow about his promises, some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. So when we stand up for biblical morality, we're just trying to shore up the dam long enough to tell more and more people about Jesus. We know it's eventually going to crash. You read in the book of the Revelation, you know that Antichrist is coming, and you ain't seen nothing yet when he takes control. And so that's kind of our mandate from the Lord. But I appreciate the call, Ron. We have Fred on the line from Virginia. Fred, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Shreve. Love your show. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, and you are one of them. And living in a country like this is just amazing. But anyway, especially at a time like this. So my first off, in response to your question, I completely approve of what the Doge team is doing. And I thought the Jesse Waters show was unbelievable. And sadly, I don't think most of the media is going to cover it other than Fox and those of us that are paying attention. Mm-hmm. The real issue and prayer that I have is that where it goes from here, does the Department of Justice actually hold people accountable? And I think that's kind of been the underlying, I guess you'd call that verb, that everybody said on your show the last probably 15, 20 minutes is, okay, what's going to happen?
Right.
So they do this, and that's kind of a common thing. It's like, oh, look at this. We did this, but then it just goes away and it continues. So that would be my concern, is the DOJ and Congress, are they actually going to follow and do the things that are necessary to stop this? Because I watched the show, Pastor Shreve, and Elon's comment was really profound when he said, this is going to continue if you don't stop it.
Right.
And it's kind of like the people at the top, and somebody is pulling the levers and doing the things. Those are the people that you got to get rid of. So that's my comment. Again, thank you for all you do and the witness you provide and the way you've changed. Many, many times I'm in the car driving and I hear something that speaks exactly to my heart from you. So thank you.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Fred. Great comments. I appreciate that so much. Appreciate your insight there. We have Jim, time for one last call. Jim on the line from Kentucky. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. First of all, thank you for taking my call, and I hope you have a blessed day and a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
Real quick question. That's something that's been bothering me about all this Doge and all this kind of stuff, and I don't understand, in my mind's eye anyway, how in the world anybody can put up with all the fraud and abuse and all that's going on and justify that. And I'd like to, you know, somewhere along the line, see an interview with somebody that on the I guess you call the left side, actually sit down and explain how they think about all this, what's going on, how they mm-hmm. justify in their minds that, yeah, it's okay to spend $55 million and we don't know where it went and all that kind of stuff. How do you justify that?
Exactly. That's my question too, Jim. It seemed like we should all be on the same team. We can disagree on the methods you go about eradicating fraud, waste, and abuse, but we should all be saying, yes, we want to get rid of fraud, waste, and abuse. And the Democrats before, 10, 15 years ago, Chuck Schumer and others were saying, hey, we need to do this. We need to tackle the trade deficit. We need to tackle the waste, fraud, and abuse in government. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton. But if Donald Trump wants to do it, now they hate it because they just hate anything that he's for. Well, I appreciate the calls and I appreciate you listening to Real Truth for Today. And we will be back again on Monday. Hey, go out this weekend, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.